No one really knows how many hospital beds New Jersey will need to deal with the uptick in coronavirus cases. One estimate from Rutgers University says the state will need at least 123,000 beds at the pandemic's peak, five times what it has right now. But another researcher at Columbia University said there could be a shortage of 75,000 critical care beds nationwide, a more conservative estimate. Sharif Elnahal, who runs the University Hospital in Newark, set up a tent outside the hospital to screen and monitor suspected COVID-19 patients.
Planning for 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, is the name of the game, even though we're seeing many fewer cases than what those beds call for.
In addition to adding beds, healthcare facilities are also working to free up existing beds. For example, hospitals may begin to discharge certain lower-risk patients to nursing homes, and nursing homes may send some of their low-risk residents home. Carrie McKean Kelly is with the New Jersey Hospital Association.
So it kind of just becomes like a whole fungible system of healthcare.
The state is also working to increase hospital bed capacity. Health Commissioner Judith Persichelli says the state is adding nearly 500 beds in the next month. It is also working to reopen Inspira Hospital in Woodbury, which could add another 300. McKean Kelly with the Hospital Association says a recent trend of hospital closures across New Jersey is now creating an opportunity to scale up during the pandemic.
That actually has created the potential for a lot of capacity in New Jersey from those closed units or those closed hospitals.
Governor Phil Murphy also sent a letter to President Trump asking for the Army Corps of Engineers to help outfit new healthcare facilities in the state. I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.